This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The grateful nation is paying homage to Mahatma Gandhi on his 77th death anniversary and Martyrs' Day today. On the occasion, a Sarv Dharm Prarthana was organized at Rajghat, the Samadhi of Bapu in New Delhi this morning. President Draupadi Murmu laid a wreath at the Samadhi of Mahatma Gandhi in the national capital. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi also paid floral tributes at the memorial of Mahatma Gandhi on the occasion. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Manohar Lal, Chiefs of all three services and the Chief of Defence Staff were also present on the occasion, among others. Every year, on 30th of January, the nation honours the life and legacy of Mahatma Gandhi, who was the guiding light of India's struggle for independence. This day is also observed as Martyrs' Day or Shaheed Divas, which marks a moment of reflection on the profound sacrifices made in the pursuit of freedom. The all-party meeting ahead of the budget session of the parliament is underway in New Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Health Minister J.P. Nadda, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijuju, Congress MP Jai Ram Ramesh and Gaurav Gogoi, TMC MP Sundeep Bandopadhyay, Samajwadi Party MP Ram Gopal Yadav, BJD MP Sasmit Patra and DMK MP T.R. Balu, among others, are in attendance at the meeting. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure a smooth functioning of the parliament session. The budget session will begin tomorrow with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to a joint sitting of both houses of parliament. After the president's address, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the economic survey. The Union Budget 2025-26 will be presented by the Finance Minister on Saturday. The Election Commission today directed the Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal to file a specific and pointed reply to its notice related to his allegations of poisoning Yamuna River by tomorrow morning. The Commission, in its letter to Mr. Kejriwal, has asked him to submit his reply on his comments without mixing it with an ongoing, long-standing and legally governed issue of increased levels of ammonia. The Commission, while going through Mr. Kejriwal's reply to its notice, said the response by Mr. Kejriwal is entirely silent on the statement of poisoning of River Yamuna by BJP-led Haryana government. In US, a passenger aircraft carrying 64 people collided mid-air with a US Army Black Hawk helicopter near Reagan National Airport outside of Washington, D.C. The Federal Aviation Administration and defense officials said the plane was approaching the runway when collision happened. President Donald Trump said he has been briefed on the accident and is monitoring the situation. There are no confirmed casualties so far, as per the Metropolitan Police Department. A massive emergency response is underway in Potomac River, where the passenger plane and the helicopter collided. Further details are awaited. Israel and Hamas are set to conduct their third hostage-prisoner exchange today as part of an ongoing ceasefire agreement aimed at de-escalating the Gaza conflict. The exchange will see the release of three Israeli captives identified by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office alongside five Thai nationals held in Gaza. The fourth exchange is reportedly scheduled for the coming weekend. Democratic U.S. lawmaker Ro Khanna has announced that Republican colleague Rich McCormick will join him as the co-chair of the bipartisan Congressional Caucus on India, replacing Mike Walls, who is now the National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump. The India Caucus is committed to strengthening the relationship between the U.S. and India. In chess, India's Doma Raju Gukesh continued his dominant run at the 2025 Tata Steel Chess Tournament in Wijkenzee, the Netherlands. He defeated Dutch Grandmaster Max Wormerdam in round 10 to maintain his lead in the Masters category last night. And with that, we end this news bulletin.